Rorschachs or Fox?
Is there any difference?
Well, let's find out in this week's show. Hello and welcome to this week's Dead Shed Show with myself, Blake Sampson.
And myself, Rich Payne.
We've got an exciting topic to talk about today, and we're going to talk about the difference between brands, Fox or Rorschachs. Is there any difference? Is there something between high-end spec product to a budget spec product?
I think there is. I'm going to put it out there. But I think there is an inherent difference, and you can tell sort of a feel and quality over a top-end part to a low-end part.
I do agree. Yeah? It kind of feels a little bit more clunky, but does it make a difference? Does it make a difference within your riding? Now, let's talk about brakes. Okay, you got Shimano, you got SRAM, you got Magura, etc., etc., etc. You pull the lever.
Agreed, yeah, sometimes.
Would you pulling a lever feel a little bit different?
I think, I reckon certainly when it comes to some kind of lever feel and power, I definitely think so. What about, should we say, tires?
That's a big difference because that can make or break your ride. Now, if you have cheap tires on your bike, you definitely feel the difference in performance. Whereas if you were to ride, like I ride the Vittorium Mazzas.
We do.
Great tire. Use them all year round. And if I were to put a different tire on, I have definitely felt the difference.
Compound size, feel, casing, all sorts. Wheels, carbon versus alloy. Always a hot topic.
It is always a hot topic. Yes, and yes, it's all about compliance when it comes to those
comfort,
sort of things.
Comfort, weight.
Yep. The way that they track the ground, you definitely feel it. Now, for you beautiful viewers out there that are listening on the podcast, we are going to head into the tech set to find out if we can point out what brand is on a bike by being blindfolded. And we're going to try and describe it as best as we can for your ears.
Bear with us. Cameraman's been sneaky. Bikes are set up. Here we go.
Right, keep walking. No. Oh! You're doing well.
I'm going to keep going.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, so come this way. Stop.
So you're allowed to squish down.
Okay.
And then grip.
You can squish that. No, for the suspension.
Oh, like give it a push?
Yep.
Oh, that's squishy. Oh, that's fast, isn't it? Okay, SRAM brakes and gears. Okay. That's GX gears, I reckon. Guides. That's a 36.
I can't see anything.
Can't see?
No.
Okay, come this way.
I can't breathe.
So, for this first one, you're going to feel the saddle.
Okay, now the
grips. So, if you come here, put your hands on the grips and then try and test the suspension for that.
Ooh. What do you think it is?
Give us a.
Fox? Well, it's a high front end, so I reckon it's like a 160.
But what, like any model?
38.
Okay.
Oh, they're SRAM.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But what model? Do you know what model?
Code. Well, if those are... That's SRAM.
Okay.
I want to test this. Air or coil? Air. Well, that's Fox. That's got to be Fox as well, right? Oh!
Okay.
And then, hold on.
What do you think?
Hang on!
And then...
I was going to say it feels a bit... It's definitely firmer. It's a bit... I think it's a 38.
Okay.
No! Oh no, I don't like this because now I'm going to seem stupid. It's a suspension fork. Coil with a 38. Oh, Shimano. Yeah, that's XTR, I reckon. Or XT or XTR.
Okay, gears. Gear on your right.
XT or XT, because it's got the two shifts. You can't do that on the lower models.
What bike do you think it is?
Oh, the whole bike, the bike's a whole?
Yeah, you can't touch it, just... Any idea?
Hang on!
What bike or who?
I forgot a feeling that could be my e-bike.
try that.
Oh, bloody hell. Why is that so hard? Bloody hell.
Okay. Oh. Breaks.
That breaks.
There's a Shimano.
Okay.
Gears.
Because I got the bubbles here, I think.
Then gears.
Shimano.
What's the suspension?
Well, it's set up real hard.
Oh, don't.
I'm going to go to RockShox.
Okay.
But that's weird if it's RockShox. RockShox with Shimano.
Okay, right, let's take
it out. And then what bike do you think it is?
Can I touch a bike?
No.
I can tell by the saddle. That's an e-bike.
Ooh, interesting.
Which one?
That's very small. Propane.
Okay. And then what forks did you think it was?
I thought that would be RockShox.
But which one? Model.
What model? Well, it's not a Zeb because the front doesn't feel high.
Doesn't feel high.
Well, no. Well, it does actually. Yeah, Zeb.
Okay.
And a super right. Deluxe.
Okay, ready? Carry me. Go.
Oh my God.
What is going on?
What is going on?
This is so weird.
What is your tongue?
Okay, right. Now you come here.
No, no, not me.
No, you come here. Go back that way.
No, go back. Is it
now turn right. Around.
Which way?
No, no, Rich, no.
Stay there, Blake.
We go here. Yeah, stay here.
Right, you're okay. Good.
Okay, right, pull blindfolds off in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, here's my e-bike.
Cool.
I do.
So this was the second one first.
No way.
I didn't guess that at all.
I did have a feeling.
My e-bike feels terrible. I was like, oh, my brakes are all wonky and stuff.
Oh, got it. Codes.
I can't remember. I said SRAM.
I said
SRAM. GX as well.
Code.
Boom, I said GX.
You got the suspension so wrong.
So wrong.
Yeah. You
definitely got the suspension wrong.
I said 36s, but at least they're similar. They're 38 as well.
I said 38.
Wow. But I said GX and SRAM. Oh, I mean, we weren't a million miles away.
No, but totally wrong with suspension.
Miles out. So actually, you can kind of tell on initial feel, but maybe we should take it further and actually try and do its riding somehow.
Anyway, back on the show. You have to get your ears in. Bend it. You got to bend it.
I don't understand.
No, you got to bend your helmet. Bend your helmet. Ah, Joey.
Okay, we're good.
Oh, my ears.
Look at him.
Action!
Yes, poll time. Now we put up a poll on the YouTube.
Pop up a poll.
And this time, it's all about e-bikes. So your buddy turns up to the ride on an e-bike. What do you think? So
that's a tough one.
The polls are, well, which one would you choose? Super stoked for them.
Okay.
Couldn't care less. Not ideal, but I'll take the tow. I like that one. I wouldn't speak to them ever again.
That's harsh.
That's ridiculous.
That's really harsh.
Now, which one would you choose?
I just couldn't care less, really. Not fussed.
Yeah, not fussed. Bothered. 25% of them, no, not fussed. I would have said I'll take the tow because flapping, they'll be going up the hills. And
yeah, that's
36%
true.
Of you said that.
And 11%, I wouldn't speak to them ever
again.
Well,
they've lost some friends. And the top one, super stoked for them, 29%. Well,
yeah,
done.
That's good.
Because they're probably following in their footsteps. And they
we should do
one.
More polls.
We should. If you want to get involved, they're on our YouTube. Take a look at them.
If you want to get involved, answer the polls.
Like it. Time for the news and sickest thing.
What's up, everyone? Heaps of news this week, and we'll start off with fresh product. Clothing company 7mesh have released their Spring 24 range, updating their GlidePath pant and adding a base layer. There's also updates to their road and gravel range as well. Camelback have released steel and titanium versions of their podium bottles. They'll keep drinks cold for hours and come in a range of colours. Manitou are releasing limited numbers of a limited edition Matuk Pro. It's 140 out of the box, but can be adjusted between 110 and 150, features classic styling to make it look like that original from 1992. Smith have released a new helmet. The Payroll offers complete coverage for enduro trail and e-bike usage. It's got full choroid coverage, MIPS for 19 vents, a three-position adjustable visor, and the top-of-the-line model offers the Alec crash sensor. sensor, which pairs via Bluetooth and can send an alert in the event of a crash. A couple of new bikes to close out the new product section now. The Athertons have launched their S-Series range, and we've been up to see it and have a full video out on Tech Channel sometime soon. If the carbon models are additive manufacturing, then they're calling this subtractive. It's 7075 aluminium, and since they can't be welded, it's bonded together using a similar lug and tube style to the carbon models. A decade in the making, there's also a new Yeti ASR, 29-inch wheels, 115mm of travel, flex stays, geometry that conforms to the trends set by a lot of top XC bikes. The ASR has six builds, starting at $5,600, topping out at $13,900, flight attendant on that frame, wireless only. Yeti blue throughout, of course. Matthew van der Poel has signed one of the longest current contracts that I'm aware of in professional cycling, committing to the next 10 years of his career with Canyon. The brand also have a tribute bike to the Cape Epic race out in the wild. The Untamed Edition Lux World Cup CFR has a DT Swiss build and will be rare, just 100 going. Scott Bikes have also released a special edition for the Cape Epic with Nino riding on this colourful Spark RC. Wouldn't be surprised if we see him on that one in Brazil in a few short months' time. Some event news to close out this week. The NZ Rally, an awesome-looking six-day race, has been won by Matthew Fairbrother, who completed the race entirely unsupported. 582k, 17,000 metres of elevation, carrying kit, tools, sleeping equipment, in an extreme display of mental and physical endurance from the 19-year-old Kiwi. The IXS Downhill and Dirt Masters series is expanding for 2024, with seven stops across Europe. The IXS Dirt Masters is returning to Winterberg Bike Park on May 17th. They've got the Propane Rookies Cup and the V-Pace Kids Cup, working on youth development too. Full calendar over on IXSDownhillCup.com. Last but not least, Crankworx. Five out of six riders on the downhill podium were Kiwi, Lackey Stevens-McNabb, and 16-year-old Ellie Hulsbosch taking the win, Ryan Gilchrist and Martha Gill winning the Air DH. Overtime in the news this week, that was a long one. Hopefully you're in the know, full of mountain bike news to talk about on the weekend ride now. To get you pumped for that, here's Toff with The Sickest Thing.
Right, this week's Sickest Thing has to be the official highlights video for the 2024 Darkfest. This year I didn't keep up with any of the vlog style content around this, but it's always good to have it all in one place. The full official video is always so good. I mean, duh, like if you take the gnarliest mountain bikers of all time and put them on the gnarliest jumps of all time and actually give them the time to ride when it's not windy and stuff, obviously that's how you get the best product. There's too many sick clips to mention, but my personal favorites have to be Tom Meisted backflipping a 110-foot jump, first try. Fia Verbeek hitting the 90-footer, Dylan Stark's stupidly sideways whip, just looks impossible, doesn't it? And then the Russo brothers both trying to send a double flip train. Like, how gnarly is that? Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Ha! Xin! Budge! Jizz! Ha! Budge! That's literally a hack and a budge. Now, last week, we sung it. Mr. Ashton and I, we sung it. There was a lot of comments in there saying we should continue to sing it.
Well, that was not a good rendition
of it. Definitely
should
not.
Should we try again?
Let's try again.
Hacks and budges! Hacks and budges! Hacks and budges!
That was good. I like it.
Nice.
We're going to kick it off with, well, this is a... It's an e-bike motor. Look at that. It's an e-bike down tube.
Dropped its guts.
It dropped its guts, didn't it?
Big time.
Look at that.
This is from René on a Stevens E-Inception from Stuttgart. Basically, it's the battery cover.
Oh, I thought it was the battery fell out.
No, this says, improvised a battery protection cover with a rear mudguard and a tension belt. Oh, my goodness.
Also, he lost his battery cover. And yeah. I suppose.
Obviously, you've just got an exposed battery there is not ideal.
It's a bodge, definitely a bodge.
Okay, next up.
No, I do like this one. Sebastian. He's come up with this. This is, it's a bike stand.
Heavy duty.
It's a very heavy duty one. I love his garage. There's an old Ford in the background there. It's very nice. It's basically so you can work on his e-bike because it's heavy and you can't really lube the chain, can you?
No, you can't.
But look at it. I like it.
Find a scorpion stuff. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Due to the preload caps on my gun, so I built my own. Oh, I see. Because of the preload caps on the crank arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does make it quite tricky. So
it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Next up is... Wow, look, there's...
I do like this.
Here we go. Julian on an Orbea Laufey H30 from Belgium.
Yep.
He's put, I was about to buy a dust seal press for my RockShot Recon service, but it turned out I didn't need to.
Nope.
My old Lego ended up being useful. Two wheels of different diameters and a bit of sanding.
Yep. Look at it.
Yeah, that's
good. Now, I think that is so damn clever. It's unreal. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's unreal.
Julian, I like that because that's using toys on big boys' toys.
Exactly.
Kids' toys on adult toys.
Love it.
Okay, so we do need to pick a winner to win a stunt mug.
This one right here.
That one right there. So who are we going to pick?
I'm going to go with Julian.
Julian, congratulations. A stunt mug is on its way to you now.
Not really good. Anyway, if you want to get in Hacks and Bodgers, there's a link in the description down below to our uploader. Upload your worst bodge ever to win yourself a stunt mug, just like this one. Anyway, cracking on.
So, it is time for caption contest. This is last week's picture of Neil. He's a special guy.
Yeah. Look, he looks special there.
No comment. All right, this first one's from @zpilot.
Yep.
Literally everyone's face when they found out there are 150 brands of mountain bikes out there. It's a good one.
So that was from last week's show. If you didn't click into it, it was all about 150 brands. And do we need that many? Turns out we do, because there's a lot of people in different states that need it.
Anyway,
moving on. Justin Smith, Ford Wadash IR7EL, says, the look you make when you test your dropper post and forgot to put your saddle.
That's a good one.
Oh, it's like, whoop! So it's like a face of expression, like, my gosh, what's
happened
there?
He's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a... Yeah, anyway. Cornish Cactus. Oh, here we go. Right.
I know, Cornish Cactus.
When Jonesy won't stop talking about energy density, watts per kilo, and range extends. I mean, it's literally every day.
It is literally every day. And Cornish Cactus is a very true diehard fan of the show.
He is.
We've got initial P_photography. It says, Neil realises the time for it's time for Hacks and Bodges section. And he's sat in the middle of Martin and Blake, or Rich and Blake this time.
Cheer, I like that one a lot. Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck, singing again. Gosh, just...
Choose a winner to win a nice race jersey there, Rich.
Do we have a race jersey? No, we don't, but there... Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh.
Here we go. Here's a nice race jersey.
That's a lovely race
jersey. It might not be this one, but it'll be one similar to it.
Blue and yellow.
Here you go. Right, I think... I actually like the last one.
I do like the last
initial
one.
Initial P Hacks photography. Neil realises it's time for the Hacks and Bodges section, and he's in the middle of Martin, Blake, and Rich, everyone.
Well done. Now, this is this week's caption contest photo. Take a look at that.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Now, if you want to do your worst, do your best, and remember, # caption contest in the comments section down below. Coming up on the channel next week, we have a few big bangers. Rich, fire away with one of them.
Well, I did a little experiment, pedaling versus pumping versus chainless.
Which one was quicker?
You'll have to wait and find out. Yeah, same bike, same track, same conditions, multiple runs. What is fastest? What do you think is fastest?
No chain, because you're going to have to be quite restrictive with your braking, so you're going to keep your speed and momentum. Anyway, you've got to find out. That's what I'm going to watch it. Yep. I'm going to watch this one, building an affordable alloy superbike. Now, this is where Owen went and took a look behind the scenes at the Atherton bikes. Mm. They dropped this brand new bike, and I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. All that and much, much more coming up on the show.
But time for the bike vault, my favourite. It's time for the bike vault, and I have an incredible one to start off this week. Look who it is! It's Pink Eye
returns.
That is my old bike.
Just when you think you've got rid of it, it comes back.
To haunt me. No, to give me sweet dreams. I absolutely love that bike. Look at it, pink and green. This is Lisa's bike. She does say, custom paint an ex-GMBN presenter, aka myself, will wear a rail on. It's a medium.
So late, you're fired.
Oh, yeah, I like it. I like it.
It's cool. It's good to see it back.
Canic Chase. Beautiful.
Yeah, sick. I mean, people often wonder what happens. It's nice. It's a nice for me.
Super nice. Super nice.
Okay. Right, where are we? An
big
on one.
Dog.
Big dog.
It's literally the on one big dog.
XL Yari 29. This is from James.
It's beautiful. It's got an oi oi saddle.
Yeah, in Ayrshire, Scotland. It's a Moulet. Yeah, looks it's cool. And I like it for the dog, so that's super nice. Next, Blake, go.
Oh, this is Rick Trek Fuel EX 8 Gen 6. Flippin' heck. But you would think those are cows, but they're not. They're bison.
Yeah, they're monstrous.
The bison.
I really like the Fuel EX. I think that's a great bike, and it looks a cool picture. So from me, that's a super nice.
Super nice from me too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, another banger. This is Tristan's Santa Cruz Hightower CC V3 X01.
Sherwood
Rolls
Forest.
Off the tongue.
Sherwood, isn't that where Robin Hood is?
It is indeed. Well, was. I'm not sure if he's still there.
Is that Robin Hood?
Robin Hood and Little John are running through the
anyway,
yeah, it is, yeah.
I think that's super nice. That's a super nice bike, really nice.
Okay, and ooh, I like the picture. This is Jesse, a Polygon Xstrada 6 in Sonora, Mexico.
Is that a Joshua tree? No.
No.
Was that a John tree? No.
Where's that stunt mug?
Oh, it's over there. Anyway, I think, what do you reckon to that? Nice.
No, that's a nice, because the pedals aren't level.
No, it's
that's
very
a bit picky.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to see the bike, but the picture itself, the sunset looks stunning.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh.
Next up.
Camo bike. Where is it?
This one is Massa. It's in Finland, and this is a Felipe? YT Jeffsy. CF Pro 2019. It's white, and it's got white stuff on the floor.
Yep. I think they call it snow.
Is that snow?
Yeah, but this is his first ever full suspension bike, so I bet he is absolutely loving that.
It's beautiful. He's got those Continental Cross Kings on it. They're really
congrats
fast tight
for the super nice.
Super nice.
Ah, here we go. Christian with a propane Tyee 2023 Raw.
Now, Raw!
From Bavaria.
I like the Raw. I've got that in Raw as well.
That one?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
I've got the Tyee in
have
Raw.
You? Oh, have you? Have you?
Oh, for you have.
I have, yeah.
Where, oh, cool.
Roar! Roar!
Super nice.
God.
Oh my goodness me. And now to end
what's that?
The bike vault is this eminent from Sean onset. Is saying Eminent Onset LT in Orange, California.
I've not heard
is
of
that. Is
that
Orange County, California, or just Orange?
From Orange, California.
Anyway, unfortunately, this is a cycle. They've gone bust.
Oh,
and,
it's that's a shame.
I've never seen one of these before.
Hey, Blake, there's now 149 bike companies then.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Going on from last week's show. Anyway, what are you giving that? Super nice?
That's a nice. It's quite hard to actually see the bike. I'd like to see a more side-on profile because I'm intrigued. But see that, it's carbon, but you see that joint between the top and down tube and stuff.
Well, yes.
That's nice. How about a really nice? Get that, dude. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we're out.
Don't forget, obviously, keep sending your bikes in the upload, linked in the description down below for Bike Vault, where we will we'll say they're really nice because we like all bikes.
We love all bikes.
Yeah.
Apart from some are a bit questionable.
Yeah, there are some.
Anyway, now if you want to get involved in the comment section down below, all about can you feel a difference? Does it make a difference? Let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. And thank you very much for watching this week's Dirt Shed Show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to see you again.
And thank you.